Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
TMI Radio, 903 out here in San Juan, 603 Los Angeles. What's going on, everybody? I feel like it's been a minute. Yep, it's Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Yeah. Time to do it all over again, though. Monday comes real quick. Again, coming to you live from San Juan, Puerto Rico, where there was no sunshine. I left Atlanta today. There was no sunshine. Got to Puerto Rico. There's no sunshine. So let's go to Charlotte. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. What's going on? What's the weather like in Columbia, Fee?
No sunshine outside, but you know it's always a sunny disposition when you're dealing with Felicia. No, stick to your day job. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
No, but yeah, it was pretty gloomy today.
I actually can. Why are you trying to front on me? I actually can.
Okay.
On another night, though.
Okay. Just not tonight. I feel you.
917-889-3926. Tonight's topic is submission in a relationship, old school. Is submission in a relationship old school? This is a topic that's been bubbling across the internet. But I think submission is a topic in general. I hear a lot of people talking about this really from the perspective a lot of times from spirituality. You know, I hear, you know, conversations something like, you know, if my husband's not a spiritual leader, there's no way he can lead me in my home. Well, you know, that's not quite how it goes. It wasn't set up that someone had to be spiritual in order for you to submit. That's not how it goes. But that's typically the conversations that I hear, right? It's like, you know, when your husband's not, you know, the spiritual leader in the house, how could he be the head of the household? How can I submit to somebody who's not a spiritual leader? Well, again, it doesn't have anything to do with being spiritual. Are you able to submit in your relationship? Does a man have to be your husband in order for you to submit? I want to hear some perspective. And guys, what are your thoughts about this tonight? 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is a topic that's taboo, I think, for a lot of people. The word submission all by itself is taboo. When we hear submit, that typically has a negative connotation to it. Fee, what is your take on submit? Does that word, like, bring some anguish to your heart, the word submission? Because I would have a hard time believing that you would easily just submit to a man. And that's just my perspective, just on what I know. I could be totally wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. I wouldn't easily submit to a man. He would have to show the qualities that would make me want to submit. You see what I'm saying? You can't just come in and say, you know,
qualities?
I'm the man, I'm the hell. You'll have to lead me in the right direction, meaning me and you would have to be on one accord. We would have to sit down. We have to speak about how we want to raise our household, what we're both looking for as far as the relationship is concerned, where are we trying to grow this relationship to. I don't feel that people can submit. I don't feel like women can submit to a man who, if I'm saying, okay, this is what I'm trying to do, this is where I'm trying to go, this is where I'm trying to grow, I'm going right, and he's saying, well, I want to be stagnant, and I want to stay here, and I'm going to go left. We're not on one accord. So I can't submit to someone who's not going to take me someplace and lead me somewhere, not just on a financial standpoint, but spiritual as well, and not a religious. There's difference. There's not necessarily religious, mm-hmm. but on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can definitely submit to that. But, I mean, I've been married. And the person that I was married to, negative Ghost Rider. That would have never flew at all. You know, and I'm glad that never was ever a topic within our relationship. But the relationship that I'm in now,
I was definitely.
No, we ain't going to go there. Not tonight. No, nope, not tonight.
But
that's
you
a whole
didn't
no.
submit to him.
Nope, okay. I sure didn't.
Interesting.
No.
Interesting perspective. Interesting. But I certainly get the perspective today about what's required to cause you to humble yourself, if you will. I get it. There certainly has mm-hmm. to be some stimuli. He certainly has to mm-hmm. be a leader. But, you know, I think
absolutely.
it's not even a but. I get it. This topic came out of a discussion that we were having about a recent conversation. I don't know how recent the conversation is, but you were talking about Fantasia. You want to share a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just basically put it, or her and her husband spoke about their relationship. And when you look at the dynamics of their relationship, she, of course, is the breadwinner as far as her financial status. However, she states when she walks through that door, or when her husband makes a phone call, whatever the case may be, she's no longer Fantasia the artist. She's Fantasia the missus. So whatever her husband says, it goes. And a lot of people jumped down her throat. They were like, you know, wait a minute. Who is this guy? We don't even know who this guy is. You built your name off of, you know, your talent. What she was trying to explain, separate the two. Fantasia the artist is Fantasia the artist. But I married this man. I went to vows before God to submit to this man. So whatever my husband says, goes. And people took that and just, like, dug at her for no reason. Because to me, if you're in a healthy relationship and your man is doing everything that he's supposed to do, why not submit to your man? He's not, and submitting isn't a weakness. That's where I think people look at it as. When you submit, you're weak. No, when you're submitting, you're actually strong because you're believing in this particular person to lead you in the right direction. You know, it's not saying that you don't have a backbone, you don't have a voice. No, your mate, your spouse isn't going to belittle you, downplay your position as wife or soulmate, whatever you choose. Your mate isn't going to do that. It's on one, you're on one accord. So, yeah, I felt everything that she was saying and everything that he was saying. I was high-fiving them because it took a lot to actually come out and say those things because, like you said, it's so quote-unquote taboo, you know, in this society in 2019. Taboo. Yeah, in this society. I mean, and it shouldn't
you
be.
Know, something that you said that she made a vow. And submitted to her husband. Every woman that gets married makes the same vow. And I find it interesting that we make the vow, but we really didn't really process or really commit to the vow of submission.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that totally.
Like many stand right at the altar, and I think they accept everything but that old school word that has become very taboo, submission. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Must a man be spiritual in order to be effective in a relationship? Now, I have a take on this, but I'm asking you specifically. Must a man be spiritual in order to be effective?
I would say yeah. Not religious, but spiritual, yes. You have to have, for me, you would have to have someone higher that you believed in, a power that you could draw energy from in order to connect with your mate. Not someone who just carries a Bible around, attends Bible studies on Wednesday and Bible study before church on Sunday and sits in the pew, looks the part. No, just from the core, you have a higher being that you believe in. You follow where I'm going? Am I repeating myself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No,
what's your take on?
I'm following you. I am following you because I agree. I think it takes, and again, I said an effective man, right? I mean, you can be a man. You can be a prosperous man. You know, you can be a successful man. But I think to be prosperous and successful, you know, still doesn't mean that you're effective, believe it or not. And so effective at home, you know, specifically, like effective with your kids, effective within that relationship. You know, I think a husband and a wife relationship is a whole nother situation, right? And it starts off like prior to that situation, before you can make that big decision, you have to have some kind of faith or some kind of you're stimulated by that individual somehow or not, because you said you married somebody that you couldn't submit to. So, you know, I'm a little stuck by that, but I think ultimately you know way before you make that decision if you can actually submit. Must people be equally yoked in order for submission to be possible? And I'm going, when I say equally yoked, that just went right over some people's heads, because they're like, huh? That's the spiritual man in me speaking. That's the spiritual man in me speaking. Is that a requirement? Because I think in an effective relationship, spiritually, people must be equally yoked. When something's off, it's typically that thing right there. It's the spirituality piece that causes that imbalance often. Must two be equally
yoked? I agree. Yeah, you do. Because like you said, and you hit it on the head, you know right off top, in my opinion. For my situation, I can't speak for everyone. In my situation, I knew going in it was off. It was not balanced. Yeah, equally yoked, we weren't even on the same page, let alone equally yoked. I think we both went in with the wrong idea as to what quote unquote marriage was. So as far as the whole, okay, we're in love, we prayed about this thing, this is what we're going to work towards, we didn't do any of that. We didn't do any counseling. We didn't do anything that was necessary to me to establish a foundation of a good marriage or good relationship, period. So no, we definitely weren't equally yoked, and I knew going in, this ain't gonna be right. So, but again, I was a lot younger at that particular point, and I can't really blame that on that because I was grown, but I was a lot younger. But if you're honest with yourself, you know, people who've gone through bumpy relationships or failed marriages, if you're truly honest with yourself and you're looking at it from hindsight 2020, you knew, you really knew. You thought that maybe this title, these quote-unquote, these vows were going to all make it magically come together, and that's not how that works at all. If it's off, I don't care in what aspect. If it's off, do not go forward. Don't go forth and even play yourself, play your mate, play your family, your friends, play your pockets, because it's not going to work. So you're right. I knew.
What if somebody's in a situation right now and her perspective is, you know, if you ask, are you called to submit to your husband? You know, her perspective is, I'm not called to do that. What do you say to that woman who's in a relationship right now and her perspective is, I'm not called to do that?
Well, go ahead and, you know, seek out your divorce attorney. Because it's not going to work. I'm not one to sit back and tell a person what they need to do, how they need to do it. No, but if I'm looking at the bigger picture, because I done been there, done that, go ahead. Just go ahead and seek out your divorce attorney, because it's not going to work. The scales are going to always be unbalanced. Always.
Yeah,
and like you said, I keep going back to it. Yeah, it's already, you're already on the downward slope, you know. But like you said, if you're really honest with yourself, you knew going in that it wasn't right. Something wasn't right. And not from what your family and your friends are saying. If you're honest with yourself, you knew. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, let me talk to the fellas. I've spent a lot of time talking about women and getting women's perspective, and you know. But the flip side is this: I think you raised a great point when you said, you know, you got to give me a reason. You know, there has to be, you know, some real leadership. You said I have to be led. Most women want to be led, although we're living in a society where, you know, there are a lot of women that think they men. There are a lot of women that want to be men, you know, in my opinion. And I'm not saying, you know, physically men, but I think there are women who really don't understand that. And I think it has come out of their reality. It has come out of the need to be independent. It has come out of the need to take care of yourself. But there are just some women who do not know how to get in their place. And when I say get in their place, you got to let a man be a man. And when a man doesn't feel like he can be a man, then guess what? He's going to let you do your thing. But men, this is what I want to say. We have to consider the fact that, you know, there are a lot of women that are struggling from things of their past. And those things of their past deals with a lot of hurt and pain and anguish. And it takes a lot for them to, I'm going to say, let go of that independence, and give you a position only for you to let them down in that position. We wouldn't want to be in that situation, and guess what? Women don't want to be in that situation either. So if we are struggling in relationships where women are failing to submit, or women are flat out saying, I'm not called to do that, then we probably want to check ourselves to understand what is it about me, what is it about this situation that is causing her to really reject what she's committed to God to do. I mean, because again, I think one, that word turns people off, period. It's antiquated. It's old school. But if she loves you, at the end of the day, she wants to be led. You got to get in position and stay in a position to lead her. 917-889-3926. Go for it.
Okay. You keep saying the word led, and I said the word led. I think where the misconception comes in, when you have a boy dressed in a man's suit, so like a wolf dressed in sheep's clothing, they'll come out with saying the whole.
There are a lot of little girls dressed in women outfits
agree.
Too now.
A 1,000%. I agree 1,000% when it comes to that. But here's what I'm saying as far as that is concerned. A lot of these quote-unquote men are saying the word, I want to lead you, but in actuality, they're dragging you. So you, in 2019, we have to be in a position where we're sitting back going, okay, now we have to decipher, okay, is this person's real intentions what they're saying? Is this person really going to leave me? Like you said, we have to pick it apart because of the hurt that we've gone through or all of the fakeness. You see what I'm saying? So you now have to wonder if the person's hand that you're holding, are they leading you or are they dragging you? You know, and unfortunately, I have a friend that's in a position like that right now. It's like I see that he's dragging her, but in her eyesight, he's leading. But it's going to be a point where, okay, when is she going to have to sit back and decipher, you know, is she being led or is she being dragged?
Well, I mean, you know, I totally get that. I totally get that. And to each his own at the end of the day, right? Because at some point she has to wake up, or she just has to mm-hmm. stand up, right, and start mm-hmm. walking. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, maybe she's stimulated, you know, by being dragged. Maybe it's that old school Fred and, you know, Wilma, you know, drag you by the yeah. hair. I don't know. I'm just saying. No.
Right.
You know, look. Listen. Sometimes we do the best that we can. And when we know better, we do better. In relationships, folks, I mean, we don't have our grandmother's relationships anymore. We don't even have our mama's and daddy's relationships anymore, right? Relationships are very unique. And what I do is I encourage everyone to do you. Do not compare mm-hmm. what you have to somebody else. That's the problem I think we have in America today. Again, this is not your grandmama's situation. This is not your mama's situation. You got to get it for yourself. But first and foremost, mm-hmm. you got to know who you're dealing with. So too many people are together for the wrong reasons. You together mm-hmm. because they wanted y'all together. You together because you didn't want to live by yourself. You together because you can pay your own bills. See, all of that is for
right.
the birds. That's why you're struggling with
right.
submission in your relationship, because you should have never been together.
Right. Absolutely.
You have to
I agree.
First be happy with yourself before you can make somebody else happy. See, folks, you can do bad by yourself. You can be busted by yeah. yourself. You can be disgusted by yourself. But guess what? You can also be happy as hell by yourself.
Great.
You
Agreed.
Must first be happy with yourself before you can make somebody else happy. If your perspective is you looking to get married for somebody to make you happy, you are going to never be happy. If you looking
yep.
for that man, that woman to make you whole, you're going to always be less than whole. You have to come in as a whole individual when you're trying to get with somebody else. And you need to know the person that you're connecting with. Vows are serious. Submission is not old school. Submission is necessary. And submission is not to
yes.
be confused with compromise. It's not to be mm-hmm. confused with compromise, because submission is not compromise. It's necessary in all relationships, because this thing was really set up for the man to lead the household, for the man to lead the household. And we living in a world today where, listen, anything goes, it seems, but that's really not how it was set up to go. But that's a whole nother topic. Know the person that you are committing to. Love the person that you're committed to. Because if you know the person and you love the person, submission will come easily. See, let's get up out of here. We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. We're chopping it up, as always. And I think we got a guest on Wednesday. So you got to come back and check it out for yourself. Is submission in a relationship old school? Not at all. Go back to the top of the show. Check it out. Take us home, Fee.
Love it. That's right. And yes, to piggyback, submission is necessary in order to achieve a successful relationship. But on the flip side, I will see you guys on Wednesday, where I will be chopping it up. So join me. Have a great remainder of the week, guys.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
Talk radio show.
CM High Live. 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 CM High Live